Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break, this day for September 6th, as we cover some of the greatest events in sports history that happened on this date, as well as the athletes that performed them in the uniform numbers they may have worn. Our jersey numbers we'll talk about today are 12, 39, 26, 10, 48, number 8, number 36, 4 and 33. Before we bring you the history, just let you know there is an email newsletter that comes out each and every day, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you join on the show notes of this podcast, you can get it in your inbox of your email and know what's going on in the world of the pig pen and Pigskin Dispatch, jerseydispatch.com, these podcasts that we're bringing you, as well as sportshistorynetwork.com. So make sure you join us there. We'll start off your history on September 6, 1905. The Chicago White Sox famous pitcher Frank Smith ended up throwing a no-hitter against the Detroit Tigers in a 15-0 White Sox victory. September 6, 1945, the A's catcher Greek George, number 12, ended up punching an umpire named Joe Rue and ended up getting suspended from the American League because of that. Kind of a tragic story there indeed. September 6, 1953, Roy Campanella, wearing number 39, set a record for home runs by a catcher with 38 in a season of 53. September 6, 1977, the California Angels acquired David Kingman from the Padres for cash. 9 days later, the Yankees ended up buying Kingman, who had started with the Mets and played in all four subdivisions in 1977. His jersey numbers worn in that season were numbers 26 with the Mets and the Padres, number 10 with the Angels, and number 48 with the Yankees. It's never happened before. I doubt it will ever happen again, but to play in all of the divisions of baseball, that's just a pretty amazing thing. How, of course, that was back when there was just four divisions, two in the AL, two in the NL. Now we know that's expanded since then, but just an amazing feat there that a player would play in that many different divisions. September 6, 1982, the Pittsburgh Pirates retired Willie Stargell's number 8 jersey. Now, Pop Stargell ended up playing on a couple different World Series championship teams, 1971 and 1979 Pirates teams. September 6, 1987, the Saskatchewan Roughriders, David Ridgway, number 36, ended up kicking a CFL record 60-yard field goal in a game. Just a tremendous kick by him and set a record for the CFL. September 6, 1995, Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, number 8, broke Lou Gehrig's number 4 of the Yankees record. He played in 2,131 straight games for Cal Ripken Jr. That is why he is the Iron Man, the record that's going to be hard to be broken in the future. Of course, we said that about Gehrig's, and look what Ripken Jr. did. September 6, 1996, the Baltimore Orioles, speaking of that team, number 33, Eddie Murray, hit his 500th career home run. Just a tremendous player in Eddie Murray. And, you know, him along with Cal Ripken Jr. made the Orioles a very formidable foe back in the 80s and 90s. And, of course, we talked a little bit about that with Sam Zigner on a recent podcast of South Florida Baseball, where both those gentlemen end up going through some minor league systems of South Florida long before the Florida Marlins came to be and Miami Marlins came to be in Major League Baseball. So make sure you check that out. It was just last week with Sam Zigner of Sabre. So that is what we have today for your sports history. Glad you could join us for this sports break for September 6th. Hope you'll join us each and every day for some more great sports history. In the meantime, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com to find out, you know, we have 30-some different podcasters bringing you some great sports history each and every day, as well as our websites of pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com to find more on sports history to fill your ever-growing need to have that sports history and have that great remembrance to preserve the history of athletics. So, till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.